And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Reverend Wesson and Reverend Smith, to the officers of this church and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you in the precious name of Jesus this morning. And if you all would stand and open your Bibles to Psalms 121, Psalms 121. Psalms 121, and I will be reading from the NIV version. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. May the Lord bless the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy and divine word. I would like to use as a subject this morning, oh, to be kept by God. Oh, to be kept by God. In this season of the world, in an uproar, in the craziness of our times, I need to be kept by God. I don't know about you this morning, but I need to be kept by God. I remember Reverend Smith, the time we would sing, hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. But in the craziness of this season and in the craziness of this time, I could see myself sometimes letting go of God's hand. And it's at this time that I need God to keep me. I need God to help me. I need God to hold me. And the words of that song would come to me. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, when your earthly friends forsake you, still more closely to him cling. Everybody ought to hold on to his hand. We all know that our lives can change drastically or even end in the blink of an eye. And one day Job lost his possessions. He lost his employees. He lost his livelihood and he lost his children in one day. And shortly afterwards, church, he lost his health. Now think about it. One day Job had everything. He had prosperity, he had his health, he had business, he had a loving family, and the next day he lost it all. You see, tomorrow has no guarantees. But God kept Job and restored all that Job had lost and gave Job twice as much as he had before. Psalms 121 is one of those most beautiful psalms in the Bible. It was sung by God's people in the faces of threatening uncertainties. It's called a traveler's song, a song of accent. Its author and the occasions are uncertain or unknown. It was sung by the Jews as they traveled from all over the land through danger seen and unseen up to Jerusalem to worship. And likewise, church, our journey in the craziness of this season and time, a sometimes exalting, difficult, and dangerous, but as we press on, we lift our eyes to the heaven and are strengthened, knowing that the one who awaits us there also walks with us while we're here. So let us look at this psalm. Let us look at verse 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes to the hill. From when comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Church, these verses encourage us to look beyond the mountains to the God who created the mountains. You see, we tend to look down when we are in trouble. We walk around with our faces downcast because our focus is on our troubles and all our problems down here, and they just tend to drag us further down. But don't look down. That's the wrong direction. The hills are a reminder to look up. You must lift your eyes up to look at a mountain. But don't stop there, church. You must look beyond the mountains to the God who created them. Because God is higher and more powerful than anything. Your help will not come from the hills. Your help will not come from the mountains. Your help comes from beyond the mountain. It comes from the Lord. It comes from Yahweh, which is God's covenant name. It speaks of God's faithfulness to his people. And as a believer in Christ, you are all in a relationship with the Lord, and you can trust God's faithfulness to you in Christ. So don't just look to the hills, but look to the one who made the hills, because he is able. How many know that he is able this morning? God is able. But not only is he able, he is qualified to do what no other power can do. You just have to trust him. The songwriter say you may not be able to trace him or track him, but you can trust him. So how big is your problem this morning? How big is your problem this morning? It should make you very confident this morning to know that the creator of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, is your helper. And he is much bigger than your problems. I think it's safe to say, church, that God got this. This is God's world. And guess what? He is in control. Let us look at verses 3 and 4. The writer moves from I and my in verse 1 and 2, and he starts using you and your. Look at verse 3. He will not allow your foot to be moved. Another version say, he will not let your foot slip. He who keeps you will not slumber. Listen. God will not let you fall. How many know that this morning? God will not let you fall. He is your protector. He is your bodyguard. He will not let your foot slip. Just know this morning that you are on solid ground and that you have a firm foundation for your foot and for your life. The Bible says in Psalms 37, 23, and 24, the Lord makes firm the step of the one who delights in him, though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And in 1 Kings chapter 18, we read about the prophets of Baal trying to reach their God. When Baal didn't respond, Elijah kind of made fun of them, telling them to shout a little bit louder. Surely he is God. Maybe he's somewhere meditating, or maybe he is busy, or maybe he is traveling, or even perhaps he is asleep. And the point here is, if your God is sleeping when you need him, then you need to go find yourself another God. You need to go find yourself another God. And that is the one and only true and living God. That is the God that we serve. Because the true God is always awake. He never falls asleep. And because God never slumbers nor sleeps, my sisters and brothers, you can. You can go to sleep knowing that God will take care of you. Yes, he will. How many know that God will take care of you this morning? Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. And as we look at verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. Church, the Lord watches over us. He is close beside you. You know, I could just hear my grandmother, because we had to do a prayer meeting at my grandmother's house, and we had to get up early in the morning. You know, when you're little, 6 o'clock is still dark outside, and we had to say prayer. My grandmother sang and hummed and prayed and read the scriptures, and I remember she always said, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord, thank you, Lord, for the angels that watched over me while I slumbered and while I slept. Now, when I was little, I didn't know anything about that. But boy, do I know something about that today. Thank God he watches over us while we slumber and while we sleep. He is close beside you. So, church, I want to encourage you this morning. Don't let trouble shake you. David says in Psalm 16 and 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand, and I will not be shaken. So go to the scriptures. Go to your word, because it would help you and it would encourage you when you're in trouble and things go wrong. You won't be shaken. You won't have to call your friends and everybody else. Go to the word and let God's word speak to you. God will be with you every step of the way. He is always close beside you. Verse 6, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Those travelers to Jerusalem, they faced many dangers along the way. You know, in the heat, sunstroke was a danger. Sunstroke is still a danger. We have to be careful right now with these triple-digit temperatures. And then at night, they had to worry about robbers and bandits and wild animals. But we can be assured by verse 6 that God protects us at all times, day and night, 24/7. And he is present to help you with every problem in your life. All day.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.